Coming up 6 o'clock, time for some sports. Shaking, Aaron.
Well, if you were excited about NASCAR today, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow.
Did they call it?
Yeah, they have called it. They're going to move it to Thursday, the Xfinity Series race, because the weather is so...
No, they're racing tonight. And then they're going to race Xfinity tomorrow night. That's the minor league one.
Yeah, they're saying the major league one might be moved to tomorrow now, too.
Oh, because of the rain tonight, too? Yeah. It's so confusing.
It is confusing.
God, they're going to run two races in one day.
Because it changes, like, by the minute. But, yeah, that's something to just keep an eye on today, because it could still run tonight.
But they said they moved it to earlier, like 6 o'clock, to try to get it in on Fox Sports 1. But
Essentially Sports is saying that they race organizers are probably going to move it to tomorrow. But like I said.
Well, and they can only go till Thursday because they have to get in the trailers and go to Charlotte because they're racing in Charlotte on Sunday.
And they move quick,
too. And there's no qualifying or practice for these drivers either, Charlotte. So they got to get it done Thursday. I don't know what they're going to do.
They just get in the car and go.
Yep.
For those who are excited about golf, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, they have their rematch. A lot of people are really excited because it's been 98 days since we've seen Tiger Woods. It's the Champions for Charity at Medalist Golf Club. Woods, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady in a best ball match. They're trying to raise money. So far, it's more than $10 million for COVID-19 relief efforts.
And that was from the golfers. The football players haven't stepped up yet. I mean, Tom Brady's barely getting by. You can't squeeze that guy for money at this point.
Speaking of Tom Brady, he's worked out with his new teammates at a high school field. That's what they're doing.
Let me see. He got in trouble for throwing footballs at a park before they rescinded the stay-home thing. And then he went to the wrong person's house to go see the offensive coordinator. And now he's playing at high school. He's working his way up. Did you want your Tampa Bay shirt yet?
Hell, I will not wear that, just saying.
The Tampa Bay Gronkaneers.
And then a weird story from the WWE. And Ryan, you might have been following this because you're a big wrestling fan. Is it Shad Gaspard? He was caught in an ocean current. And they've been looking for him.
Yeah. He's gone. They did save his son, though. I remember reading it.
He went swimming near Venice Beach, which if you're familiar with California, Venice Beach, they always have warnings up about swimming because the currents and the wind is so bad there.
Riptide.
Yeah, but he went about 50 yards offshore and just a wave came over and...
When I was a kid of 8 years old, 8 or 9, I got caught in a riptide.
It's terrifying.
Out in the middle of the ocean, and you can't fight it. And they were yelling at me, and the guys came out on a longboard and got me. And you have to swim parallel to it.
It's scary.
Yeah, we went a long way. I remember just freaking out. I still don't even like thinking about it.
Yeah, no, it happened to me in Florida when I was like 12 or 13, too. I wasn't listening, and sure enough, I got stuck out there. But it's really sad. It's very sad, but it's one of those things where it's just like, wow.
And they did, Goldberg and some of the other wrestlers were tweeting about him yesterday, too. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. We'll be getting into that in just a minute here. Our first round, $25 at Buddy's Pizza. They should do a breakfast pizza. They really should.
That would be delicious.
I'm sure we could get them to deliver breakfast pizzas.
We play three times on Wednesdays if you are new to the show. 6:20, 7:20, 8:20. And as Jim mentioned, fantastic crowd.
Well, we changed it, though. We're going to do all three games at one time just to see what it happens.
Just like a hodgepodge?
Yeah, nine people trying to answer questions at once. It'll work. Trust me. It'll work.
We all need some fun these days. So let's play Battle of the Burbs. We'll get players next.
Oh, hey, want to jump in here real quick. Big Jim, let's say hi to my phone. Well, okay, that's my phone. It really can't say hi back. But if it could talk... For Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Everybody ready to do this?
Ready.
Okay, we're having a good
everybody
morning.
Sounds so happy today.
Nice.
All right, we got our three players. What was that?
Erin's back.
Yeah.
There she is.
I have to talk about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was an interesting day.
Oh, yes, it was, indeed. Okay, we got Tony representing the West Side and the East Side, Jeremy downriver. Tony, if you know the answer, you will yell out West, and you will yell out East. Jeremy, you will yell out down. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, and you only get one guess per question, okay?
Yep. Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. 147 years ago, Levi Strauss received the patent for this article of clothing with rivets.
Down.
That would be Jeremy.
Pair of pants.
You gotta be more specific.
West.
Okay, Tony.
Blue jeans.
There you go.
Yes,
there
you go.
Well played. Yeah.
Forever
it's
in blue jeans.
There's on Blue Jean by Bowie. That's a good one.
Oh, that is a
very
good
obscure one there. Okay, question number two, West Side with one. 88 years ago, this woman became the first to fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
West.
Tony for the win.
Amelia Earhart.
Wow. Well done.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Tony, you got $25 to Buddy's Pizza. Ann and Jeremy, round number two, we'll play again at 7:20. So we get players like
around 7:10. Ann, Jeremy, as Jim mentioned, thank you guys so much. We do appreciate you listening. And Tony, represent your side of the hood.
West Side.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Here at WCSX, we've hired a new voice to help you get the most out of your classic rock experience. Her name, Alexa. She's a model.
This is really wonderful work. Where'd you get this, Mayo?
Subic Bass, Philippines, sir.
Chachi told me to make up something to get us out of here so he could be alone with Joni.
All right, there are the clips. What year were we looking for, Dave?
1982.
Well played.
Now, which one gave it away for you?
Officer and a Gentleman. I think I've seen that movie about 20 times.
Is it a favorite of yours, or just something that you have been forced to watch over the years by women?
I think it was because cable just came out, and it was just one of those movies that was on all the time.
Yeah.
And we just watched, and I just watched a lot of TV, I guess.
Well, Deborah Winger was really hot in that.
That was a great movie.
She was hot in that, and then Urban Cowboy, and then I don't know what the hell happened to her.
Lou Gossett Jr. was really good in that movie, too.
Oh, and, yes, he was.
Oh, and the dude's name was Mayo, and that's so good on a sandwich. I've never seen the movie. So.
Right. You've never seen an office?
I've seen parts of it. Don't go down the rabbit hole.
We're going to have to.
I'm not watching it.
Yes.
I'm not.
When we do our
film. No, I'm not watching. Okay, fine. I'll watch it.
All right.
Hey, Dave, hold on, Dave. We're going to get you that copy of David Bowie's Heroes on CD, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, there goes. Hold on there, Dave. Yeah, we'll do this again tomorrow morning. Not the whole thing about Officer and a Gentleman, but we'll play the game tomorrow morning. Seriously, never seen it.
All right. You have to watch it.
I do?
Yes. You know how we talked about how each one of us gives a movie to the other to watch that they've never seen?
Yes.
That is my film for you.
Officer and a Gentleman?
Yeah, it is. Wow.
All right. I could do that. Is she hot in the movie?
Deborah Wink, she was very attractive for a long time. And then I mentioned, I don't know why.
Do they do the do in the movie?
They do a lot in that movie.
Oh, really? All right. Okay.
Not as much as the one I texted you about that actually made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Appreciate that text. All right. 6:49. The year was 1982, once again, by the way, for reeling in the ears.
Jonas, and
1982, this album came out from Rush. You either love this or you hated it. There's no middle ground when Signals came out. New World Man. It's Big Jim's house to see us house.
Anyway, we want to help celebrate your grad. Just text the keyword grad to 248-398-WCSX for all the details.
Wolverines!
Easy, guys.
Big Jim, Aaron V here, Ryan and Ange, and we'll do another round of Battle of Burbs. We'll get players in about 10 minutes, so hang in there for that. And to our friends in Midland, Michigan.
Oh, my goodness. I'm praying for you today.
Everybody is, Aaron. And if you just came up this morning, you really don't understand the scope of what's going on. We just had another alert come across about a half hour ago. For the folks in Midland, two dams have busted so far, right? And they're talking 9 feet of water in the city of Midland. That's not 9 feet above surge level. That is 9 feet of water on the streets.
It's insane. Well, you and I were talking off air, and I always watch the traffic maps every morning just to see what's happening on the roadways. And that whole area of the state, it is, there's about 40 different items, and it's all debris, flooding.
So in the midst of all this that's going on in our world right now, these poor folks in Midland, that whole area all around there.
Yeah, man. Sanford, Edenville, and that's, you know, that's the home of Dow Chemical, by the way, and that employs pretty much everybody in that area.
When you see flash flood, damage threat, catastrophic. Dam failure occurring. Flash flood observed. That was from the National Weather Service.
I drive through there quite a bit when I'm going to visit family and stuff. In that whole area, like, I think it's Thomas Township, Saginaw Township. It's just, I'm very familiar with the area. I just feel terrible.
Give you an idea. I'm 6'5". I'm going to stand up here for a second. Reach up. Yeah, I'm reaching up. How close am I to the ceiling? About a foot, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would have drowned by now. Just saying.
I'm 6'5". If my reach is probably 8 feet to the top. That fair? Probably around that. That's another foot. Well, that's this room. That's this room, Aaron. This is the room that we're broadcasting in right now. The folks in Midland, this is all the way to the ceiling. Just saying, whatever, whoever you pray to, whatever you do in the morning, if you want to throw some thoughts to the folks in Midland, and we're going to find out more today because there's talk about another dam possibly breaking.
Well, yeah, because Edenville Dam, that was the first one to go. And then I do believe it was the Sanford Dam that crumbled afterwards. And I've seen the videos from that one when it gave way. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. So you get up this morning and I know so much going on, but keep those folks in your thoughts and prayers, man.
Ugh.
9 feet of water. They're showing buildings in Midland, and you think you're looking at like the base of it. It's the roof. And all you see is the roof. Everything else is underwater, man. Nuts. To Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, 248-398-9279. I don't even remember who won the first round.
Oh, whatever. You just want me to say it was your side of town, Jim, the West Side.
No, that was good. Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. I'll take that.
Did you like that snark?
Absolutely.
Did you like, you know, the tone, how it kind of...
Does East Side ever win at Battle of the Burbs Wednesday? You guys win every other day. I don't know what it is about Wednesdays.
You know what? We figure we win all the other... You know what? Why not let you guys have a freebie?
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm married. I'll take a freebie whenever I can get it. Are you kidding me? All right. 248-398-9279. We need three different players.
We need someone to represent the East Side, someone to represent the West Side, someone to represent Downriver, and you are competing for a fantastic prize, a $25 gift certificate to Buddy's Pizza, home of the original Square Deep Dish Pizza since 1946, and, of course, bragging rights.
Like the West Side last hour.
You know what? You can have your little win. I'm all right with that. Because if I can recall,
no,
the last 2 years, the East Side has won the whole season. Just saying.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, and I'm the snarky one.
Did I
one.
Say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. A Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, and we'll play again at 8:20 if you didn't get it in this time. And then, of course, tonight, 7 o'clock.
Is it 7?
7, right?
7. For Battle of the Burbs Live.
Yeah, on our Facebook page. We'll be playing there. But we got our players now who've been standing by so patiently. Everybody ready to do this?
Good morning.
We're all in our places with bright, smiley faces. Round 2 of Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. It didn't round up. It's going good.
You all tried, right, though.
Yeah.
A for effort. All right, we have our three players. We have Greg representing the West Side, Aaron Downriver, Craig the East Side. Greg, if you know the answer, you will yell out West. Aaron, you will yell out Down. Craig, you will yell out East. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you. And you only get one guess per question, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Okey-dokey.
9 years ago, we lost this famous wrestler to a heart attack. He was known for being a macho man, and he really liked Slim Jims.
Yes.
That would be Greg.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah. Macho Man. Yeah. Snap it to a Slim Jim and have the cardio arrest. Yeah.
Too soon? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I liked his outfits.
Oh, yeah, he wore a lot of tassels, and he made it work, yeah.
No, it just looked like he got him out of a garbage can somewhere.
Santana, Boston Garden, Thursday night.
Kind of like Oakland Raiders fan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. 139 years ago, Clara Barton founded this organization in Washington, D.C., known for responding to...
Greg for the win.
Red Cross.
Wow, Westside on a roll today.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, thanks for playing. Greg, you need to represent your side of the hood.
Oh, yeah, Westside. Oh, yeah, the Westside, brother. Yeah.
Way to go, Westside.
Yeah. All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Alexa may not be able to do everything you want her to do.
Alexa, buy toilet paper.
Sorry, I can't spare a square.
The Motor City to blow you away.
You are clear to engage.
Working remotely. All right. We could play this, right?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
Just give a warning.
He doesn't say the actual word. He's reading.
Okay.
It just sounds like it.
No, that's not true.
That's 100% true.
Look, what do you mean it's not
look
true?
At the post. It's written down. he reads it how it's spelled.
The governor of Mississippi was doing a virtual graduation, which is a nice thing to do. He's reading all the graduates. They gave him all these names in front of him. And he was just reading what was put in front of him. He went full Ron Burgundy. He did, right? He went full Ron Burgundy where he's like...
Read anything you put on the teleprompter.
Who put that on the teleprompter? So he's just reading. It's also, like Aaron pointed out, this is very much a Bart Simpson move.
Oh, this is when he calls up Moe's Tavern.
Yeah, this is I'm looking for an Amanda hug and kiss. I mean, yeah, this is it. Again, if you want to see it, we'll text it to you. It's right to your phone. The keyword is...
House.
Yeah. Listen closely.
Gavin Christopher Davis. Grace Dawes. Terry Ashcraft.
Okay. It's spelled A-Z-R-C-A something or other, right?
Yeah, it's goofy.
Yeah, so whoever did this knew exactly what they were doing. It's well thought out. And the poor governor of Mississippi, I don't think you watched the video. He had no idea.
He didn't.
He's oblivious to it. Now we're starting thinking of all these Bart Simpson ones.
No, my uncle got me with one, a really bad one time.
Which one?
That involved sofa.
Hold on. We'll turn the mics off real quick. We're right back. Yeah, we can't say that one under here. Sofa. Okay. That's a new one. Your uncle, was that Don?
No, that was my Uncle Ronnie.
Okay. Keyword house once again. Wow. Yeah, I'm glad we didn't even try to dance around that one on the air. One more time, though. The fine governor of Mississippi. M-I-S-S-A-Z-Z crack. Apparently, listen closely.
Gavin Christopher Davis. Grace Dawes. Terry Ashcraft.
Yeah. They got him.
You know what? If people want to know what my uncle nailed me on, though, and they text in, I'll send it back to them in a text.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when you read it out loud, you're like, oh, yeah.
I don't think Bart Simpson could have gotten away with that
one. No, not that one.
2-4-8-3-9-8-9-2-7-9. Keyword house for the video. Or just text us if you want to exchange profanity with Aaron.
Morning.
Then we'll get players in about, 15 minutes?
Yep, and you are competing for a magnificent prize, $25 from our friends at Buddy's Pizza. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, I thought I had it here. Hold on.
What?
We're about to play Zeppelin, and I just realized we should play this. We were listening to it in the studio this morning.
Okay.
See if anyone can guess who this is. We're not going to tell you.
I love it. It's so beautiful.
You guys ready? We're going to... don't put the post up yet, Ryan. It's not up, right? So they can't do the web thing. Cool.
Okay, good. He decided to do some covers.
We'll give you a clue. It's a guy. We'll give you the gender. So he and his buddy were doing covers, and they went back and discovered this one they hadn't done, and with all the what's going on now with the coronavirus and everything, decided it'd be a perfect time to release this. So it doesn't officially come out until Friday. It doesn't drop until Friday, but okay, see if you can figure out who this is.
Smoked my stuff and drank all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an ache in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that they're all the same.
Pretty damn cool, isn't it?
So pretty.
The sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today.
Well, see if you know who it is. You've seen these people in concert. You've seen his band. He's not the lead singer for the band either.
No, that's what makes it even more brilliant.
All right. We'll see if I can figure it out. We'll tell you who it is after the real version.
Spend my days with a woman unkind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
Word, of course, is...
House. Anything we talk about on the show, just send the word house to 248-398-9279 in a text. We'll send the link right back to your phone.
Okay. We had just played, well, Zeppelin, obviously, of Zeppelin 4, but this cover version that we put up there...
Spent my days with a woman unkind. Smoked my stuff and drank all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an ache in my heart.
Beautiful version of it, and we have it posted again. Like Aaron just mentioned, keyword house. It is the one and only from Styx.
Tommy Shaw.
It gets released on Friday, but Tommy's a friend of the station and a friend of the Detroit market, and they wanted to make sure that you guys had it first. So if you want to listen to the whole thing, we got the stream there. Right, you can listen to the whole song. Just text us keyword house and we'll send it right to you.
It's so beautiful.
He and Jack Blades, which you might know from the Night Ranger and also Damn Yankees and stuff, these guys got together and have been doing this, and they remastered it in Nashville, and bada bing, bada boom, there it is.
Yeah, they're calling it the Shaw Blade Sessions, by the way.
That sounds like the sequel to Shawshank.
Or a vampire film.
Yeah, the Shaw Blades. Okay, that's cool. See, that is cool. But yeah, there you go, man. Comes out Friday. Tommy Shaw doing going to California. And right in the middle, Dennis Young jumps in and goes, "It's my dad! My dad! You jerks! My dad! Tommy!" Battle of the Burbs on the way. Sorry, Dennis. For Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, and then tonight, 7 o'clock on the CSX Facebook page, Battle of the Burbs Live. You guys can all jump in on that one, so make sure you're there at 7, and we'll go ahead and get our players on the phone.
Hey,
here.
I was the first side.
What?
Or first East Side winner this year.
Well, do it again, damn it.
Okay. Yeah. No pressure. See, I told you, Steve, no pressure.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just speaking quite loudly.
We got the rest of the players on the phone, too. Is everybody ready to go?
Ready.
Okay, all right, we have Mike representing the West Side, Ron downriver, Steve the East Side. Mike, if you know the answer, you will yell out West. Ron, You will yell out down. Steve, you will yell out east. Do not answer until you're called upon. Make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you. And you only get one guess per question, okay?
Okay, I got it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Judge Reinhold will be 63 years old. He played the cop known as Billy Rosewood alongside Eddie Murphy.
West.
Mike, what's the answer?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah! Well done. Nice.
They are doing a fourth one. It's going to be on Netflix.
I'm excited.
Beverly Hills Cop 4, and in this time, instead of a banana, they're going to stick a bottle of Ensure. That's all we'll do. Hey-o. All right, question number two. B.A. Baracus is 68 years old today. Well, that's the character he played on a team. His real name is this.
East.
Steve. That'd be Steve.
The A-team.
No. Ron.
Yeah.
The A-team?
No. His real name is this, and he pities the fool.
Mr. T.
West.
Oh.
Mike, go ahead.
Mr. T.
Wow.
Man, I gave it away.
You did. You spoon-fed him, man. I told you, Aaron gave you the rules. Okay. Well, Ron and Steve, we're so sorry for you guys. We feel bad for you this morning.
No, he doesn't. He's being snarky because he's really excited the West Side had a sweep today.
Hold on. We're going to cuddle for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
now he's molesting the microphone and making me uncomfortable.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Who said, oh, God?
Steve.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, man. Yeah. All right. For real, though, Ron, Steve, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Make sure
you join us tonight at 7 o'clock on our Big Jim's House Facebook page because we have Battle of the Berms live. And the winner tonight gets to play tomorrow. And it's always a lot of fun. You never know what's going to happen.
There we go. Mike.
Cool.
Represent.
Yes,
give us a little West Side here, brother.
West Side.
Way to go, West Side.
Yes!
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
Alexa may not be able to do everything you want her to do.
Alexa, buy toilet paper.
Sorry, I don't do booty calls.
Alexa.
You're a little bit shy.
94.7 WCSX, Detroit's Classic Rock here. 850, Big Jim's House, Big Jam, Aaron V, Ryan, Angie working remotely. And we've been trying to celebrate grads here in the Motor City. We know it's a weird year for everybody graduating, whether it's high school, college, whatever it is. So text us. The keyword, of course, is...
Grad, G-R-A-D. Same number you call, you can text. It's 248-398-9279. Put that in a text message, G-R-A-D. We'll send you a link. And then you can nominate that person that's graduating. Upload their photo, send them a message.
We'll celebrate them on the air, too. We'll give them a call. We want them to know that we're thinking about them this morning. And can we have them? We have them. Hold on.
Principal Kelly in office space. Principal Carter in office space. Principal Carter, are you there?
I'm right here. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Kelly, the principal of Allen Park High School, on with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I feel like I need to make a class announcement, like on Grease, where you hit the little thing, ding, ding, ding.
Do you have the bell up front for doing that?
We don't have that fancy a tone. We've got something generic.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the the reason we wanted to have you on this morning, Principal, is we're doing something called Celebrate Your Grad. Keyword grad. Just text us, 248-398-9279. We understand that, obviously, this crazy year, you can't have the ceremonies to honor the seniors, so we wanted to have you come on and talk about the graduating class. How many people are graduating Allen Park this year?
We've got about 245 awesome students in our senior class.
Wow, that's a pretty big graduating class. I know you guys, you're rather a large school.
We're about almost 1,200 students.
Is the valedictorian going to have a chance to say their speech anywhere? How does that work? Are they going to be able to do it online? They can do it here.
Yeah, our valedictorian and salutatorian are fantastic students. Terry and Sophie, and they're definitely going to get a chance to address their classmates.
Are you still working that out, or you have an idea? How's that going to happen?
We're working it out. We are working it out. It's going to depend on what we're able to do in regards to gathering and social distancing. But we've got several scenarios based on what our restrictions are.
We're going to offer you this signal right here. You can use our show. If they'd like to do that here and on our show here at CSX, they're more than welcome to.
Oh, fantastic. They are definitely going to be interested in that.
So they'll have to do 20 words and play a song from Bob Seger, but it'll work out. What about you? If you had a chance, if you want to say something to all the grads that are listening right now, to your senior class?
Absolutely. if you don't mind. Now, Allen Park High School, class of 2020, you're going through something none of your parents or teachers have had to endure. You're being very strong, patient, and brave. You are not forgotten, and we hope to see you very soon. Go Jacks.
There we go.
Well done.
Bravo.
Well done. Well done. And let me ask you a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe? I had to do the line from the Breakfast Club. I'm sorry, I had to. You're a principal. It's required.
It's laundry day every day.
Is there a good principal in a movie or a TV show? The teachers always get the love, and the principals are always the jerks.
Lean on me.
There we go. Aaron's got it.
A lot of people mention Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Ed Rooney, and Breakfast Club, and I try to avoid those comparisons.
I would go with Lean on Me until you chain the doors on the high school and, you know, all that stuff.
I do what I can for the kids, and they take it easy on me.
Keyword grad, once again. We really want to celebrate grads. And so you know, Principal Kelly, we're encouraging people all over southeastern Michigan, just submit those photos, and we're going to celebrate and try to get students on as well, and we'll be featuring them. And that really was an honest invitation from myself and Aaron and everybody here at CSX. If they want to come on and do their speeches, we'll make it happen.
Thank you very much. I will send them your way.
All right. Hey, remember, don't mess with a bull, son. You'll get the horns.
Yep.
I can't call you John. I know that's your first name, but it's Principal Kelly. We're all nervous now. We can't call you John. It's not cool. We can't do that.
Mr. Principal Kelly, thank you.
Okay, understood. Allen Park, the home of Bob Seger Boulevard. Principal Kelly, that was a great thing you said there. And tell everybody, congratulations, the entire senior class. We'll talk to you soon. We're serious about that offer.
Thank you very much. We'll be back in touch. Thank you.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
And inside it's just sick. Ice sculptures, winos, a Teddy Ruxpin wearing mascara.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
I don't know about you, man, but I'm looking at the weather today. Mid-60s, get outside, get on the patio, and hang out with the family. And then I looked down, and I looked at the patio, and I went, oh.
It's Big Jim's House Putts with Ryan. Text the keyword golf to 248-398-9279 to guess if producer Ryan will make or miss the putt. You could win a very cool sleeve of custom WCSX golf balls.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
Of course, the keyword is
house. Anything we talk about, send it to 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone.
Or bigjimshouse.com, actually. We get that link now, too. That's hooked up. Okay, Roger Waters is a banned from a website. And you're like, okay, so what? It's pinkfloyd.com.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And not only him, but Nick Mason, the drummer, can't get access to the website. They changed the password.
Ew.
I thought it was Run Like Hell 1 with an exclamation point on the end of it. Dark Side of the Moon with a question mark and an exclamation point, a dollar sign. Seriously, can you imagine Roger Waters just sitting there going, what is it? Shine on your crazy diamond, but the O is a dollar sign. Nope, that's not it.
Pudding with an X.
Right. Yeah. Meat pudding. Question mark. No. So, yeah, they've been shut out. Roger Waters went on social media again, like Aaron, we mentioned, it's up there. Here's a little bit. It's a little noisy because for whatever reason, that was the one moment that his audio just went nuts during this thing. But check out Roger.
David thinks he owns it. I think he thinks that because I left the band in 1985, that he owns Pink Floyd, that he is Pink Floyd. I'm irrelevant. And I should just keep my mouth shut. This is wrong. We should rise up. Or just change the name of the band to Spinal Tap, and then everything will be hunky-dory. All right.
Okay, there you go.
Ooh.
We should rise up? No, that's a you thing. It's you and David need to figure that out.
I like the Spinal Tap reference.
Right, yeah, absolutely, man. So, yeah, that whole video is up there. Oof, Roger Waters is angry. Well, Roger Waters is always angry. He's angry at David Gilmour.
He's just angry.
Yeah, I don't know. None of this is really news if you think about it.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Well, we don't want to work. It's not fair to these people. These people are my friends, and I care about them.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
When you need a home electrician, you need to call an expert. That would be Metro Electric. Hi, it's Big Jim. Metro Electric provides expert installation and guarantees all the cul-de-sac. You live in a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
In these crazy times, you have a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
There are four other houses in the cul-de-sac. You're right in the middle.
Okay.
You can pick anybody you want.
Oh, that's a tough one.
This is real. This is not like you can't go back to John Wayne and Charlie Chaplin. Four celebrities. It could be music, could be whatever. Whatever you want.
See, you got to think carefully, though.
Exactly. There's more. This is not. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is homework for you guys, too. 248-398-9279. Start thinking about it. You have a celebrity cul-de-sac who lives there with you. My first thought was Guy Fieri or Fieri. I never say your last name.
Okay.
The grilling?
Oh, food. Yeah, of course.
Right. I mean, you'd have him there. Sammy Hagar would be a good one because he's got tequila and he could play.
But then do you want the parties all the time?
It depends. See, again, this, yeah.
You got to think about that.
Sammy doesn't shut it down.
No.
James Taylor would be cool because he would perform and then he'd be done by six. Right?
Probably.
I don't see JT pulling some late nights anymore, blowing it out. What if you want to just be completely disruptive and put, like, I don't know, Springsteen and Nugent next to each other? Just to see what would happen.
You'd have a war. It would be like,
I'm going to go over and kick his ass, Wendy. Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought that's got to go into this one.
Right.
Because you could end up with the neighbors from hell or the coolest neighbors ever.
Right. The idea for you, Gary Busey. I thought a Gary Busey would be fun.
You know what?
What?
Yeah, exactly. It's Gary Busey.
Every day. Gary Busey. You're living in this is your
small doses.
Right.
Because the minute I walk outside and see Gary Busey in a bathrobe getting right. his newspaper.
Aaron, I came over to borrow some milk. Milk, which stands for Mothers in Love Kids.
I couldn't think of anything to go with K.
Get off my lawn. Anyway, all right, so there you go. Some homework for tomorrow morning. Playing it around the verbs as well. We're done. That's it. You're thinking about it now, aren't you?
I'm going to be stuck on this all day. Thanks a lot.
Joan Jett. See, I thought Joan Jett would be one for you.
I wouldn't mind hanging out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Could you have hepatitis C and not know it? Most people don't know they're infected because there are often no symptoms. Testing for
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.